Video: Several people hit with illness when suspicious package opened at Joint Base Andrews. By Amy Furr on November 7, 2025. Officials are investigating after several people fell ill and buildings were evacuated when a suspicious package was opened at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland on Thursday. A base spokesperson said the people who became sick were treated and released after it was determined they were in stable condition following the incident, Fox 5 reported on Friday. As a precaution, the building and connecting building were evacuated, and a cordon was established around the area. Joint Base Andrews first responders were dispatched to the scene. Determined there were no immediate threats, and normal operations have resumed. An investigation is currently outgoing, the spokesperson stated. Meanwhile, CNN cited three sources who said the package contained a mysterious white powder. One of the sources familiar said an initial field test from the hazmat team did not detect anything hazardous, but the investigation and efforts to identify the nature of the white substance remain ongoing. The hazmat team departed the scene on Thursday evening, the outlet said. The article said at least seven people fell ill as a result of the incident, but the extent of their illnesses was unknown. The CNN report also noted that authorities working on the case were assessing political propaganda that was said to be inside the package. Top political figures often pass through the base during their travels, according to NBC News. Indeed, upon his recent return from Asia, President Donald Trump arrived on Air Force One and landed at Joint Base Andrews, per DWS News. According to the Joint Base Andrews website, the 89th Airlift Wing provides global special air mission airlift, logistics, aerial port and communications for the President, Vice President, Cabinet members, combatant commanders, and other senior military and elected leaders as tasked by the White House, Air Force Chief of Staff, and or Mobility Command. Fox 5 reported the incident apparently happened at the Air National Guard Readiness Center and the base was temporarily locked down to allow crews to investigate.